Welcome back to Uncommon Faith. I'm Amber.
And I'm Ashley.
Choking on her grape soda. I thought we'd open up today with a little bit of a quiz, since how you always want to bring up quotes and throw in my face that I've never watched Mean Girls. Let's see how...
Honestly, I'm excellent at quizzes, so...
Let's see. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's
who
do it.
Who said on Wednesdays we wear pink?
Well, first of all, I gotta remember all the characters' name. Can I, like, say the actor's name? Let me see.
I'll give you four of them. Gretchen, Regina, Karen, or Katie?
I think it was Gretchen.
Wrong. It was...
Regina.
Karen.
Yeah, okay.
What did Gretchen get for Hanukkah?
Oh, shoot. For Hanukkah. A boob job?
White gold hoops, silver hoops, two Fendi purses, or none of the above?
Two Fendi purses.
Not wrong. White gold hoops. Who was voted Spring Fling King?
They're all multiple choice than just...
Aaron Samuels, Damian White, Shane Omen, or Kevin Napoor?
Shane?
Oh, you got it right. Finally. Finally.
Yeah. Yes.
Finish the line. Is blank a carb?
Do they give you multiple choice for that one?
Butter, cheese, yogurt, or milk?
A car? Oh, a carb. Okay, I was like, a car. Okay, you said butter, cheese, and what?
Yogurt or milk.
Butter?
Yes. Who said this? It's not my fault you're in love with me or something. Katie, Aaron, Regina, or Janice?
I think this is a trick question. What was the first name? Katie, right? Yeah. Katie. It's a trick question because Regina had said it before.
Aaron. Yeah.
Katie.
Which costume did Regina George wear to the Halloween party? Mouse, zombie bride, cat, or bunny?
It is...
Nope. It was a bunny.
It was a cat.
Yep.
The other, Karen, was a bunny.
Yeah.
No. What? Did you just say who, what did Regina dress up as?
Well, it says she was a bunny too.
Karen was the bunny.
Finish the quote. You could try blank TJ Maxx, Marshalls, okay. Sears, or Macy's.
Sorry. I had to check the costume. You're right. She was. Yeah. Okay. Say the question one more time.
Finish the quote. You could try blank TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Macy's, or Sears.
Sears?
Yep. What was Katie's answer in the last round of the Mathletes state champions? -1, -0.
The answer does not exist.
None of the above. You were right. What did Damien sing at the talent show?
Christina Aguilera is beautiful.
Okay.
You're like, okay.
How many candy canes did Glenn Coco get?
I love saying Glenn Coco.
3, 4, 5, or 6?
For 5? I thought it was none for you, Glenn Coco. 4. I thought it was
4.
Oh, gosh. So, yes.
And that was the last question. Dun, dun, dun.
No.
You missed 3.
Not too bad. I haven't seen
too bad.
Mean Girls as many times as you would think to warrant a quiz. If you did some other trivia, like Friends trivia, New Girl trivia. New Girl Trivia.
We should do that one, a New Girl Trivia. We're going to do New Girl, and I could do Big Bang all day.
Okay, so this is what happens when your hosts of the Uncommon Faith podcast are bored. That's what happens. Late night recording is we just, you know, it's That's what we do. Yes. It says only New Girl super fans will be able to get all of these questions right from BuzzFeed. Let's see if we are super fans.
Let's try.
Okay. Right. Schmidt. What is Schmidt's first name? Wilson, Winston, Walter, Walker. 1, 2, 3, go.
Winston.
Yeah, Winston. We have to answer it at the same time, ma'am, to know. Okay. What country is Cece's roommate Nadia from? Poland, Russia, Sweden, Germany. 1, 2, 3, Russia.
Russia.
Where do Coach and his new girlfriend May move to? Jersey City, Chicago, New York, or Las Vegas? 1, 2, 3.
New York.
Jersey City.
Oh, shoot.
Oops. Who from the gang has Nick known since childhood? Schmidt, Winston, Coach, or Jess? 1, 2, 3.
Schmidt.
Winston.
Oh, shoot.
Since childhood. Schmidt was college.
Oh, that's right. Oh, okay.
Who does most of the housework for all the roommates? Nick, Jess, Winston, or Schmidt? 1, 2, 3. Schmidt.
Jess. Oh, yeah. Schmidt, for sure.
You might have to do a rewatch of the season. Which country did Winston play basketball in? Latvia, Croatia, Bulgaria, Slovakia. 1, 2, 3. Latvia.
I thought it was like Japan, but.
You didn't know that one? Okay. Latvia. Who thought they had meth in their closet? Winston, Jess, Nick, or Schmidt?
Jess.
Yes, that was Jess. Season 4. What is the detective's name in the novel that Nick writes? Julius Packwood, Julian Padley, Julian Pepperwood, Julius Pepperwood. 1, 2, 3. Julius.
Julius Pepperwood.
Yeah. What is the name of Nick and Schmidt's bar? Melody Bars, Gracias Madre, The Griffin, or Beer Garden? 1, 2, 3. The Griffin.
The Griffin.
We're kind of killing this. What is Jess's sister's name? Abby, Mary, Annie, or Julia? 1, 2, 3. Abby. After Allie gives birth, what does Winston want to name their kid? Darius Bishop, Daniel Bill Bishop, Dan Bill Bishop, Billy Bishop. 1, 2, 3.
Dan Bill.
Which basketball team does Jess pretend to support so Coach will like her? Detroit Pistons, Brooklyn Nets, Chicago Bulls, or Houston Rockets?
Chicago Bulls. Sorry.
I don't think it's that. Nope, it was the Pistons. Yeah, no, because Nick's favorite team is the Bulls. Detroit Pistons.
Bulls. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she does.
In what order does Nick date these women? Oh, gosh. Caroline, Jess, Julia, Angie, Kai, Reagan, and Jess again. Caroline, Jess, Julia, Kai, Angie, Reagan, Jess again. Caroline, Julia, Angie, Kai, Jess, Reagan, Jess again. Caroline, Julia, Angie, Jess, Kai, Reagan, Jess again.
This one's kind of hard because I can't see it, but I'm
going to
say
C. I'm going to say C2. No, it was Caroline, Julia, Angie, Jess, Kai, Reagan, Jess again. Except they didn't miss this one. He dated Caroline again as well. All right. We only missed 3. Technically, no. I missed, because I said Pistons. We both missed the Jersey City one. So I only missed one. Oops. So what's on the agenda for us this evening, Amber?
Oh, my goodness. I think that we should talk about weird sayings.
Weird sayings. Phrases that we don't understand. Because we've mentioned that before. And there was just some, like, things we were talking about when we had Kaylee and Nicole on, talking about things we don't understand. I still, to this day, don't understand parking garages. I don't understand them. I don't understand. Taxes, don't understand. Don't ask me. My husband does them. Like, I don't understand.
They're so easy to me.
Oh, you know what else I don't understand? Deductibles. When people talk about deductibles when they're talking about insurance, I was like, I don't understand that. You could say deductibles to me all day long and you can try and explain it. It's still not clicking in my brain. Deductibles. I'm like, sure. Cool. It's like, yeah, I've got a $1,000 deductible. Does that mean that you get $1,000? Does that mean you pay $1,000? Yes. Is that, like, what does it mean?
That means you pay $1,000 and they cover the rest. So they deduct that portion.
Oh, okay. Sure. Still doesn't.
Right. Right.
What's something you don't get?
I don't know right now.
Like, with being an adult and you're like, all the adults talk about it and you're like, yeah. But secretly you're like, I don't understand that.
I know nothing about 401ks and retirement.
Nope.
Not a thing, not a clue. And that's partially because I've been a hairstylist my entire life. So we don't have that set aside. So I've never really talked about it.
Yeah. Well, when we got all into the finance stuff, like, I kind of let him take that, and like, he does the investing, and I mean, thankfully, like, with the army, like, one of his higher ups, like, when he first started, was like, forced everybody to start putting money away in their TSP, which is their thrift savings plan, which is basically your retirement. And thankfully, because, like, if you start, like, way later, you know, towards the end of your career, you have had, you would have nothing put away. Yeah. And it kind of does the same thing. Like, you can kind of determine where, like, say you put $500 from every paycheck into your retirement, and then you can pick, you know, where you want to invest it. And then I know that every 7 years it doubles. I know that much. But yeah, no, I am the budget person, and I'm the savings person, and he does the other stuff. So hopefully he doesn't die, because I will not know how to do that. So,
all right, what are some of these sayings?
Some of these sayings. So this is from history.com. You've heard this, right, the saying, turn a blind eye. Okay, right. So it's often used to refer to a willful refusal to acknowledge a particular reality. Dates back to a legendary chapter in the career of the British naval hero Horatio Nelson during the 1801's Battle of Copenhagen. Nelson's ships were pitted against a large Danish-Norwegian fleet when his more conservative superior officer flagged for him to withdraw. The one-eyed Nelson supposedly brought his telescope to his bad eye and blithely proclaimed, "I really do not see the signal." He went on to score a decisive victory. Some historians have since dismissed Nelson's famous quip as merely a battlefield myth, but the phrase "turn a blind eye" persists to that day.
That's pretty funny.
Usually these things are. And I feel like we're giving our listeners like a little history lesson, since it is coming from history.com. Yes, this is probably the most historical we will ever get on this show, besides the Bible. Okay, white elephant. Now, when I hear white elephant, I think of the game, like at Christmas, like a white elephant.
Yeah. Christmas parties.
Okay, yeah. So white elephants were once considered highly sacred creatures in Thailand. The animal even graced the national flag until 1917, but they were also wielded as a subtle form of punishment. According to legend, if an underlining or rival angered a Siamese king, the royal might present the unfortunate man with the gift of a white elephant. While ostensibly, do you know what that means? Because I don't. A reward. The creatures were tremendously expensive to feed. Okay, so this is like a real white elephant, not just like, here's like a porcelain white elephant, yeah. Like a straight up, like, right. Here's a big, humongous white elephant.
Yeah.
They were expensive to feed and house, and caring for one often drove the recipient into financial ruin. Whether any specific rulers actually bestowed such a passive-aggressive gift is uncertain, but the term has since come to refer to any burdensome possession, pachyderm or otherwise. That is two words now that I need to look up. I know I'm not the only one out there who probably was like, what does that word mean? So that's funny. We actually did a white elephant gift for our Christmas party. And we got stuck with, I don't know if you guys saw these, I think we were at Walmart, a big variety pack of different flavored cotton candy.
I remember you telling me about
it. Yeah, and then everyone at the party proceeded to hide them, because I didn't want them, hide them all over my house. I'm not sure I found them all, but Caleb did find some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course he did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, crocodile tears. We all have heard this before. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Modern English speakers use the phrase crocodile tears to describe a display of superficial or false sorrow. But the saying actually derives from a medieval belief that crocodiles shed tears of sadness while they killed and consumed their prey.
Oh, yeah.
The myth dates back as far as the 14th century and comes from a book called The Travels of Sir John Mandeville. Wildly popular. Wildly popular. Upon its release, the tome? I don't know what that's trying to spell.
The tomb?
T-O-M-E. No idea. Recounts a brave knight's adventures during his supposed travels through Asia. Among its many fabrications, the book includes a description of crocodiles that notes, "These serpents slay men and eat them weeping, and they have no tongue." While factually inaccurate, Mandeville's account of weeping reptiles later found its way into the works of Shakespeare, and crocodile tears became an idiom as early as the 16th century. Interesting. That's some more words to look up. Let's make a list. Die Hard. Now to me, Bruce Willis. Movies. I am a Die Hard fan of Die Hard. So let's see. While it typically refers to someone with a strong dedication to a particular set of beliefs, the term diehard originally had a series of much more literal meanings. In its earliest incarnation in the 1700s, the expression described condemned men who struggled the longest when they were executed by hanging. The phrase later became even more popular after 1811's Battle of Albuera during the Napoleonic Wars. In the midst of the fight, a wounded British officer named William Inglis supposedly urged his unit forward by bellowing, "Stand your ground and die hard. Make the enemy pay dear for each of us." Inglis's 57th Regiment suffered 75% casualties during the battle and went on to earn the nickname the Diehards because they died hard. Interesting. Oh, okay. I have never heard this one before. Have you? Resting on laurels.
No. We can go ahead and skip that.
Yeah, we'll just skip that because we never heard of it, so it probably wouldn't make any sense. Read the Riot Act.
I've heard that said before, but not really.
These days, angry parents might threaten to read the Riot Act to their unruly children. But in the 18th century England, the Riot Act was a very real document, and it was often recited aloud to angry mobs. Instituted in the 1715, not the, sorry. Oh, it's been a long day. In 1715, the Riot Act gave the British government the authority to label any group or more than 12 people a threat to the peace. In these circumstances, a public official would read a small portion of the Riot Act and order the people to disperse themselves and peaceably depart to their habitations. Anyone that remained after 1 hour was subject to arrest or removal by force. The law was later put to test in 1819 during the infamous Peterloo Massacre, in which a cavalry unit attacked a large group of protesters after they appeared to ignore a reading of the Riot Act. I feel like I'm learning a lot about the 17 and 1800s. I had no idea about the Peterloo Massacre.
What's another one that like would stand out that we say today?
Paint the town red?
Yes.
All right. So The phrase "paint the town red" most likely owes its origin to one legendary night of drunkenness. That makes sense. In 1837, the Marquis of Waterford, a known lush and mischief maker, led a group of friends on a night of drinking through the English town of Melton Mowbray. The bender culminated in vandalism after Waterford and his fellow revelers knocked over flower pots, pulled knockers off of doors, and broke the windows of some of the town's buildings. To top it all off, the mob literally painted a toll gate, the doors of several homes, and a swan statue with red paint. The Marquis and his pranksters, I thought I was doing so great, pranksters later compensated Melton for the damages, but their drunken escapade is likely the reason that Paint the Town Red became shorthand for a wild night out. Still yet, another theory suggests the phrase was actually born out of the brothels of the American West and referred to men behaving as though their whole town were a red light district. So, a little, nice little history lesson, I think.
Is that all you got for us?
There's a lot more, but...
As far as, like, pertains to this day?
Let's see. I will... We already did crocodile tears... Cat got your tongue? An example of an expression being lost to time, but there are some theories. With the least clear origins of the bunch on this list, some believe it is related to ancient Egyptians cutting out tongues and feeding them to cats, while others believe it originated from flogging crew members aboard vessels. Interesting. Rubbed the wrong way. The origins of this phrase refer to cats. Specifically, rubbing their fur in the wrong direction is written in Mary Hughes' Aunt Mary's Tales in 1819. While the origins of this one are debated, the Americanized version of this expression no doubt came from Mary Hughes. Not very interesting. But cold feet? One of the earliest pieces of evidence for the phrase cold feet comes from poet Stephen Crane. In 1896, he released Maggie, a Girl of the Streets. In it, Crane wrote, "I knew this was the way it would be. They got cold feet." The expression is used most for backing out of engagements, but the origin the origin of the saying refers to simply losing interest in something.
All right, ma'am, is that all you got for us as far as Lowe's?
Yeah, I mean, the list can go on, but that's a little taste of it.
Jump onto something else fun that people talk about all the time. All right. So let's jump into some conspiracy theories here real quick.
I know that this is like your favorite thing, conspiracy theories.
It totally is. So fun.
Because you're always like, oh my gosh, so like this. And I'm like, yeah.
You're so anti them. It's hilarious.
Like, interesting. Well,
I love hearing what people have to say, and I love researching where they get it from. Like, that to me is fun.
Well, maybe because I've seen the movie Conspiracy Theory with Julia Roberts and Mel Gibson. And he was a little crazy. Like, a little crazy.
There's definitely some that I believe. And then there's quite a few that it's like, oh my gosh, you're nuts.
Okay.
Like, you're ridiculous.
All right. Well, why don't you give me the ones that – well, actually, I'm going to guess. Why don't you tell me some conspiracy theories and I'll be like – that one you believe in, that one you don't believe in.
All right, I'll go down a list here real quick.
Okay.
The Denver airport is the Illuminati's headquarters.
I know 100% you believe that.
The earth is hollow.
You don't.
The world is flat.
You don't believe that.
Prince Charles is a vampire.
You don't believe that.
Bigfoot is real. The Nazis had a secret base in Antarctica.
That could be possible.
We're all living in the Matrix.
No.
The moon isn't real.
No.
The Titanic didn't actually sink.
It did sink.
Apollo 17 wasn't the last moon mission.
I don't know.
Zombies can rise from the dead. Bill Gates is making fake snow.
Fake snow?
The Loch Ness Monster lives in Scotland.
Mm, that's what, yeah. Yes, 100% that's what. I saw it. I saw it when I was there.
Caused the Titanic to sink.
What did?
A solar flare. The Black Knight satellite is an alien spacecraft. Oh my goodness, the list goes on and on. So funny. So many.
So that actually reminds me of a couple of things, because you were talking about space stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, did you watch any of the Unsolved Mysteries on the newest season on Netflix?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so
they, like my little stutter there. No. No.
So there was a whole episode about this one town at this on the specific date about an alien abduction.
Mm-hmm.
And that is definitely just like one thing that is pretty divided. I think that a lot of people believe in alien abductions.
Right.
And there was actually this one movie that supposedly is based on a real woman, a doctor who claimed that I think she lived in Alaska, and you know, claimed that her children were abducted, and she would take like videos, like I think she was like a therapy doctor. She would take videos of her clients and just real creepy stuff. Now, mm-hmm. obviously, so what happens is that there was one time where she said that she was abducted, and now she's actually paralyzed because of one of her encounters. So the movie is called The Fourth Kind. It came out in 2009. And at the end of the movie, they actually show real footage of her when she became paralyzed. But when I saw it, to me, it just looked more like demonic possession.
Oh my gosh.
And what is your take on? Right. On that, like alien abductions versus is that actually just the devil
on aliens?
No, devil and his theatrics.
Okay, so let's get into this. I 1,010% do not believe in aliens, never have, mm-hmm. never will. Now, do I believe that the media makes things start to happen more and more? Absolutely. Do I believe that we are in the end times and that they will need an excuse and a reason to understand why we all disappear at one point? Yes. Will they start adding more alien sightings towards the end of the world or towards God's coming? Absolutely. Do I believe in aliens? No.
Mm-hmm.
Do I believe people lose their mind and go crazy randomly? Absolutely. I would say that it's a lot of theatrics, a lot of people that like attention, are seeking something else, or have been brainwashed into believing those sorts of things, for sure.
Did you watch The X-Files? Like, did you watch that show?
Growing up, yeah.
I mean, I love The X-Files, but actually, and I don't know if there's any diehard X-Files fans. Just had to throw that in there. If they're going to come for me. But I feel like the whole alien thing was never resolved in the show. Like, it was never resolved. Maybe they did that on purpose or what, but.
Probably. Keep your mind wandering.
Yeah. Well, they never, like, tied up the loose ends of the underlining storyline of the show.
Oh, that's weird.
Was like...
Would it be weird to tell you that I have a weird sound in my headphones right now?
Maybe.
Do-do-do-do. Creepy. Okay, so... Anyways, let's get back to the actual theories. Are you okay over there?
Just
too much up. Grape soda? Oh, you just opened the text I sent you? You guys, it's ridiculous. It's a turkey cooked with its neck on the outside of the body, and then they took the gizzards and put the gizzards right under the neck, so you can draw your own conclusion as to what that looks like. But
a lot of immaturity. Kind of
traumatized.
Yeah.
Yes. It's called boredom.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for sending me alien stuff to my phone now.
Yes, so now you're going to get a lot of alien stuff. I told you, like, I've watched a lot of scary movies. You know which one was actually done really, really well, though? Was Signs.
What?
Did you ever see Signs?
No.
So it was actually, it's just so clever. It was a M. Night Shyamalan's movie. I think it is the one after, after The Sixth Sense. It came out in 2002. So it's Mel Gibson is a priest, and after his wife died,
I know what the gist of the movie is.
Well, I just think it's like it's interesting because it still kind of throws it kind of combines the two, I guess. It combines aliens and it combines your faith in God. And it's
so alien theory and biblical theory.
Like, you have to see it to understand.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot of alien stuff. I mean, we have alien stuff on, like, kids' movies, too. But it's, like, the ones that stick out to me the most are Signs and, obviously, all the X-Files stuff and The Fourth Kind. The Fourth Kind really kind of was, like, this feels more like demonic possession.
Yeah. I feel like it's just all so silly, and if there was something out there, do you think God would want us to know, or maybe just leave well enough alone? Maybe we shouldn't know. Maybe that's not our place.
I think
there's a reason why it's outside of the realm of where we live.
Well, I think some people think that maybe it's like we're not God's first try.
Oh, interesting.
And he made people like... or something kind like people who made creatures or whatever, living beings on different planets. And we were his last try.
God is perfect and doesn't make mistakes. So that theory's out.
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
So you think all of the alien abductions and all of that is either man-made or,
mental illness Satan-seeking. Yes.
Yeah, interesting. I'm going to have you watching alien stuff tonight. Do your homework, and then you can, like, report back.
Pass.
Yeah.
Well, let's jump back into conspiracy theories.
That is a conspiracy theory, but go ahead.
And talk about what I actually do believe and don't believe.
Okay.
So you're kind of right, kind of wrong on the Denver, Colorado thing, the airport.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe it's an Illuminati headquarters. Do I believe that the Illuminati has a big hand in the airport? Absolutely. And if you don't, you've got to be blind when you're walking around that airport not to know any better. First of all,
I'm 100% in blind because I literally,
you don't see it.
I'm there to conduct business. I check in, I check my bags, I go to my gate, and I sit there and I do something else. I'm not looking around. You're just like, but what sparked that for you? Did you just like search that on your own before you even went to the Denver airport? Like, why? What caused you?
No. What caused me to do that was one time when I got on the tram, I was standing on the tram, and when I turned backwards looking at the wall on the tram, there's hands that come out of the wall holding axes. So I wanted to know what that meant and what that was for or why that was there. So I started Googling it, and then all this weird stuff started coming up.
Yeah.
But the first red flag for me is when you first drive up to the airport, the blue horse that they call Lucifer, that they call freaking Lucifer, like that to me is insane. On the outside of the airport, it says that the airport was built, constructed, and designed by...
It says its official name is Blue Mustang, but the locals call him Blucifer.
Blucifer. No, come on now.
Blucifer, yeah.
Exactly. That's weird.
Because the sculptor who did it...
I think he died.
Yeah, installing it or something.
Yeah.
His name was Luis Jimenez. It was his name.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's that. And then there's the plaque on the outside of the airport on one of the walls when you get dropped off. Hold on, I'm looking it up.
I'm trying to see if they even like had, if anyone got pictures of it, because I didn't see the axe. But I saw, like, the hands, and they're kind of, yeah. So I don't know where I don't know where these murals are. I've never seen these murals in the Denver airport.
They're down on the bottom floor. So you know how, like, when you go through check-in like, and then you go down
baggage claim?
Kind of in that area, down the hallways. When I go next time, I'll take pictures and send it to you. It's really, really weird.
I mean, I literally have never...
But, okay, so the dedication capstone at the airport is by the,
Here we go. Here it is. Can you see that? Is that what you meant?
I can't really see that. You'll have to text it to me.
You see the hands on the wall? So this part right here is the fingers.
I can't really
honestly. You see it like it's reaching at you. But I never saw the axes.
Mm.
But yeah, a lot of it says like that their artwork, whatever, has sparked them.
What is that? What is that symbol for? I forgot.
I have no idea.
Oh, the Freemasons. So the Freemasons, they have a dedication stone on the outside of the airport.
Oh, this mural right side, it said this one's being removed. Is that one that you saw?
That was one of them. There was one with like a demonic looking dude holding children's hands. There's multiple murals in the airport that are freaking creepy.
Yeah, so this one says that it's going to be removed.
It's kind of funny. I found the picture that you're talking about. No, that's not what I saw on the tram. This is literal white hands sticking out of the wall.
Like, I've never seen them. I've only seen those hands.
No.
We'll post pictures on our story or on a post. So you guys can see what we're talking about.
And when you fly over the top of the Denver airport, it's in the shape of the swastika sign.
Do you think it's like one of those things where like the people who did that were like, let's be funny, you know, like in the Disney movies?
No, I don't think so. The whole airport doesn't make sense. Why is there a basement that big in a Colorado airport?
Honestly, I think that there's a basement because of tornadoes.
And the last one that touched down in Colorado was when and how big was it?
There was a tornado when we had that hailstorm. When I got hail damage on my car.
Did it touch down?
Yeah.
Just because they funnel in the sky doesn't mean they touch down. But no, like.
Oh, because you're the tornado expert.
It's just, I am now. No, to me, like, there's just no need for it. It's just all weird. You add all those things up, and it's like, why? And then the tent, them being in the shape of a tent, is really weird.
There was one that touched down in Colorado last year.
You just have to go back to Crick.
I do.
Where's Nikki when I need her?
Why do you bring her up every time I'm correcting you?
Because she said it spot on that you always like to do that.
When did she say that?
When we were all talking on the phone.
I was at her house?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like 16, 17 years ago.
No. Anyways, so there's the Colorado conspiracy one, which I absolutely believe. Do I believe it's the headquarters? No. But since we brought up Illuminati, let's jump into this one real quick. The whole Beyonce being part of the Illuminati.
Okay.
What do you believe?
I don't pay attention that much to it. Because I know anybody with a computer can make a YouTube video compilation and put their two cents in on these things.
Okay, so well.
I don't necessarily, I mean, that recent song that came out that I sent you, Church Girl or whatever.
Oh, I didn't listen to it.
I thought you read the lyrics, but yeah, a little strange seeing how, you know, she grew up in the church in Texas. But I don't know.
No. So I believe the Beyonce one. I believe the Michael Jackson conspiracy theory.
What are those?
I do not believe Elvis is alive. I do, however, believe that Michael Jackson is alive. 1,000%.
Like he's just in hiding somewhere?
I believe he's in hiding. I believe that things got a little out of his control as far as all the cases that he was going through, as far as like his record deal with Sony. I do believe Sony is a little out there. I think there's something to Sony, considering Whitney Houston's situation, what she went through with Sony, and how she died in the hotel that's in the shape of the Illuminati sign. There's so much to it that you have to look it up, Ash. Like, it's weird. There's videos of Whitney Houston coming on stage and talking to Brandy in her headset when she was going on the Tyra Banks show, telling Brandy, they did it again. They tried to drown me again. And she comes out soaking wet on stage with Brandy. There's recordings of that. And how did Whitney Houston die? In a bathtub, in her hotel room, the hotel that's shaped like the Illuminati sign in the middle of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff out there. I definitely believe some of the conspiracy theorists. Do I believe that Elvis is alive? No. There would be no reason why he needed protection or anything like that.
Well, why do you think that they killed Whitney Houston?
Because I think she wanted out.
Not that she was on drugs?
No, I don't think she was. I think they used that because they knew. Yeah, there's just so much to it. So many of these fun ones that are kind of neat to, like, look up and look into and actually watch the videos on them. They're pretty cool, honestly. But yeah, there are some that I believe, and then there's some that are just way out there where you're like, okay, your mind went down the rabbit hole for sure. Like, that's just too much, way too much. But I do believe that the JFK family killed Marilyn Monroe. Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the new Marilyn Monroe?
I did. Did you?
Not yet. Was it good?
You should. It was good. It was really good.
Did it confirm your JFK rumors?
It confirmed the thoughts that I already had, absolutely. But there's so many, but it's not worth wasting your time on digging into all those things. If you don't already know them and have an idea of them, just don't bother, but... I'm curious to know how many other people believe in those and, like, which ones they believe and don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
If any of our listeners have any we haven't heard of, we'd love to hear them. We'd love to try and get Ashley to read them. I'm going to have you reading at least one by the time we get back, and then I want your honest opinion.
Okay.
Or I'll send you some links.
Oh, man. All right.
Good times.
Is that all you got? That's all you got for tonight.
That's all I got. That's all I got for tonight. I can go on and on for hours on those on theories. That kind of stuff is fun to me.
All right. Well, you guys can find me at ashley.reed. You can find us both at Uncommon Faith Podcast, as well as email. There we go again.
She'll get her words right tomorrow.
It's all that grape soda, guys. You can find us or email us at uncommonfaithpodcast@gmail.com. Please send us all of your conspiracy theories. Or if you think Amber's a weirdo.
It's okay. I don't mind. Honest opinions. Don't bother me. I am who I am. I believe what I believe. But you guys can find me at amber_n_g on Instagram. I'd love to hear your theories and opinions. If there's something I don't know and should know, let me know.
That's a lot of no's.
No, let me know.
Amber just wants more knowledge.
I love knowledge. I love learning.
Well, maybe then you will learn about 401ks soon, my dear.
One day. I'm just waiting for Prince Charming to come along.
Either that or, you know, when we grow up. When we become an adult.
When we grow up.
When we grow up, we'll learn about 401ks and deductibles. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.